The Money Show.
Business Books.
So a warning from the Reserve Bank this evening, and it's on the Reserve Bank's official Twitter feed. It has been retweeted by Lesetse Ganyago, who is governor of the Reserve Bank, saying, public warning from the South African Reserve Bank, do not hand over cash to anyone claiming it is contaminated with COVID-19. And then there's a big thread, and the Reserve Bank says criminal elements carrying fake SA Reserve Bank ID are providing false receipts in lieu of the banknotes collected when they purport to be claimed from the banks. The Reserve Bank will never ask members of the public to hand over their cash. The Reserve Bank has not withdrawn any banknotes or coins issued on any instruction to hand in banknotes or coins that may be contaminated with COVID-19. The Reserve Bank wants to encourage members of the public to contact local police when approached by individuals purporting to be Reserve Bank employees. Do not hand over cash to anyone claiming it is contaminated with COVID-19. The scamsters are quick and they're smart and they're agile and they play on your very worst fears. That is what makes them brilliant. Paul Theron is the Vestact Asset Management Managing Director. He's been reading a book, Don't Fall For It, A Short History of Financial Scams. This one, I'm sure, is not in the book yet, Paul Theron, but was it? I'm sure the book is about more sophisticated scams than a couple of shysters looking to make a quick buck on the side of the road.
Yeah, but it's a good one, Bruce. Great intro. I mean, this particular book goes through a whole litany of these kinds of things, you know. Ponzi schemes, con artists, magicians, investment gurus, charlatans, you know, preying on both rich and poor dummies. So, I mean, this is actually a good one that, as you say, is going around because these slick salesmen basically abuse people's trusts. And, you know, intelligence doesn't help. Some of the smartest people in history have been taken, not least of which is Isaac Newton in the South Sea Company disaster and so on and so forth.
Oh, do tell us that
story. This particular book is quite useful that way.
Tell us about Isaac Newton, the guy who created half the laws of physics that you're forced to learn at school.
So while he was, you know, at his most influential and rewriting basic mathematics, he was taken in what is known as the South Sea scandal, where basically companies were floated in London that were involved with, you know, finding, developing, and kind of commercializing the South Seas. So it was kind of like one of those old scams, like the tulips in Holland and that sort of thing. But more broadly, I mean, this book is useful because It goes through those histories, but it also points out that, you know, rather than worry about making great returns on your investments, how about trying to avoid getting creamed and scammed? You know, fraud is very, very widespread in financial markets, and it's probably underreported because people are too embarrassed afterwards to say that they got taken.
I mean, if you remember the elites who got caught by Barry Tannenbaum, and again, Barry Tannenbaum may or may not be in your book, but this is a guy who went to chairman of the stock exchange, to CEOs of large corporations, and said, you give me money, I'll buy the components for antiretrovirals, we'll then combine them together, make the pills, and make a killing. And then he disappeared.
Well, you know, and Marcus Gustav Steinhoff basically went to lunch with the five smartest and most powerful bankers in the world in New York and told them that Steinhoff was a good investment opportunity. And they loved it so much, they wrote him checks on the spot. So that's the problem, you know. I mean, there have been cases like that. There have been cases like Enron, Theranos, the Madoff, you know, Ponzi scheme, same thing. So, you know, he quotes a guy called William Bernstein in the book, does Ben Carlson, the writer, and he says, the wealthy are indeed different. They've got more ways of having their wealth stripped away. So the more money you've got, the more likely it is that you can, in fact, lose a lot through these kinds of things. But I think there are a couple of useful tips that I came away from the book with. So are you ready for these, Bruce?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, accumulate, don't speculate. You know, the problem is, of course, that people are greedy. They want to almost be seduced. And when they get told that, you know, that there's an exclusive offer available, or when there's a product that is so complex that it sounds hard to understand, or when there's something which offers high and regular and risk-free returns, then it's time for your bullshit detector to go off, you know? You should really not be chasing those kinds of things. The old rule of thumb is that if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
However, We get caught time and time and time again because the common, there are a couple of commonalities in these scams. They are people who have, you know, often built up solid reputations over long periods of time. They've got a high profile presence and a trusted presence, and they appeal either to our fear or to our basest instinct, their base instinct of greed. And these commonalities feed together in and play into the hands of the scamster time and time again.
That is true. That is true. But if you think about it, if you are careful about a couple of key issues, like, for example, check where your money is, check where the custodian is, check what it is that you own and whether it appears to be doing what it's supposed to be doing. So be careful about investments that are basically sold as a black box, you know, invest in my fund or invest in my private, you know, money-making machine. Be more inclined to invest where you know who the custodian is and that you've heard of the company that is providing the custodial services, like a big bank locally or internationally, like a big institution. So be inclined to accumulate rather than speculate. Hoard quality assets, I always say. You know, don't be seduced by fear of missing out. Somebody's told you about a wonderful investment. You know, consider where that advice is coming from. That's not going to guarantee, though, Bruce, you're absolutely right, that you're not at risk. You know, many, many South African investors were involved with Steinhoff. And people are seduced by the latest flavor of the month, whether it's Bitcoin or weed stocks or, you know, veggie burgers or whatever. It's more important, in my view, to try and hew the middle of the fairway rather than trying to take the tiger line to the green.
Yeah, and you don't even play golf. And you used that great analogy. Look at you, multitasking. when we hear these stories, and it's so obvious in retrospect, what is it in us, in our human, with our human frailty, that makes us so susceptible to being blimmin' stupid?
Look, I suppose in a way it is that combination of feeling like, you know, something really exciting has come along and, you know, we're somehow special. So therefore it's appropriate that we should be offered these wonderful opportunities that turn out not to be. There's also some people that basically prey on specific groups of society that are susceptible. So they prey on older people, perhaps who've kind of lost a little bit of a grip on their circumstances. Sports persons are a huge area of target for scammers, you know, because sportspersons tend not to be amongst the most intellectual in our society. Sometimes they've made a lot of money very quickly, very easy in, easy out. So those kinds of people, you know, are often targeted by charlatans. But like I said earlier, intelligence doesn't always help. Sometimes people feel they're so smart that it's appropriate they be offered some kind of complex investment structured product, which actually turns out to be better for the person selling it, for the person buying it. So I don't know that there's... perhaps all I can recommend to you is that you go and find this book by Ben Carlson if you think you're likely to be in this category. The problem, of course, is that people who read smart books about not being scammed are not usually the ones that get scammed.
Exactly. Paul Theron, Managing Director of Vestact Asset Management. Thank you, Paul. Lovely review for us this evening of a book by a man called Ben Carlson. Do Not Fall For It, A Short History of Financial Scams. And we have so many scams in South Africa. There are scams playing out at the moment. People who may very well be ringing your doorbell or knocking on your door saying, hello, we're from the government and we're here to help. Ronald Reagan said those were the 9 scariest words in the English language. We're here to take your temperature. We're here to test you for COVID-19. And while they're testing you, they're fleecing you. So that was a concern. And this latest one with the Reserve Bank is warning about, saying that people are pitching and saying, we've got to repossess your notes. Here's a receipt for your banknotes. The Reserve Bank will pay you back, but your banknotes could be infected with COVID-19. I mean, the level of base genius that these people descend to is nothing short of extraordinary. Watch out for them. They are smarter than us, and they move more quickly than us, and they play to our fears. It makes us all very vulnerable.